I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A growing number of religious scholars in Afghanistan are openly challenging the Taliban's restrictions on female education. Even some clerics working for the government have opposed the ban. As more voices join the resistance, some practices carry on just the same. For example, persecution remains at an all-time high. But the good news? Unknown Nations partners with believers in a neighboring country to help Afghan refugees become gospel workers in their own homeland. Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly says,
"Pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth the laborers willing to die, thrive, and multiply into Afghanistan. In places like Afghanistan, Iran, and that whole corridor of the world, we need more laborers."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And a wise man once said, planning without action is futile. Action without planning is fatal. This fall, Transform Iran is laying the foundation needed to effectively reach children for Christ. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says, kids are a critical yet unreached demographic in Iran.
Children are not exempt from the pain that the people of Iran are suffering today. Child marriage is a reality. Children who are abused have no course of action. Then we've got hundreds of thousands of children who are abandoned.
Help kids find the hope of Christ by partnering with Transform Iran.
There are millions of children in Iran under the age of 12. Our estimates show 8 to 10 million. We don't anticipate to immediately reach all of them. But if even 1,000 children were to respond in the first year, that would be a wonderful start.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.